950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show for your Wednesday. Stein coming up a little bit later on. Matt, Sasha here. Sasha, how often do you get to travel to the outer limits of the metro area?
Not much. Since I've gotten here, I haven't really left this uptown area.
The uptown. You're over in uptown area. Okay.
Yeah.
Lovely area too.
Yeah.
I was out once again yesterday, and I was out in rural Minnesota. Once again, I just want to point out an observation I made out there, which is more for sale signs than anything else. You know, when you look at political signs, it's amazing people aren't talking more about this. Because if you go on out, and I went out to St. Michael, Albertville, and then I helped out a campaign out in rural Minnesota a little bit yesterday. And now, first of all, I want to mention, I was in St. Michael, Albertville. One of my kids had a soccer tournament or soccer game. And I was up at St. Michael, Albertville High School. And I understand referees, good stuff. You know, thanks for volunteering. You know, good thing. That's why I didn't say anything during the game yesterday. But holy God, there is a referee for this game. So get up there and it's, they're playing the game. And You know, at first I thought, okay, is this kid just trying to, hi, Samantha, I'm going to throw the game your way. Would you like to go to homecoming with me? I thought it was that. But what it ends up being, I don't know what was going on with this kid's mind. Apparently he was the coach's nephew, and it showed. And, I mean, it was – not only was it just – it was just a god-awful game to watch because, you know, like our goalie would have the ball in her hands and St. Michael Albertville would kick the ball out of the goalie's hands and into the goal. And he said, that counts. Meanwhile, you know, and any time – you know, and there were times I watched which, you know, it looked like they were trying to injure with intent, you know, the other players. And he was not whistling the St. Michael Albertville, his aunt's team. His aunt's team at any point. But then it's, of course, anytime any of the my daughter's team got anywhere near them, whistle, penalty, foul kick, whatever. The thing which was really kind of scary, and by the way, in Minnesota State High School League, you got to check in on this stuff because I'm for supporting volunteers. I'm for, you know, amateur athletics. You should at least have something that is comparable to the game going on. You should not have a safety risk. You should not have a game which is so biased and so clearly fixed for the home team that there's no point in even playing it. That should be part of the ethics standards too. It should be. The part which was really kind of a little scary was there was only one African-American player, one black player on the field who wasn't in the goal. And I walk on up and I'm wondering, oh, why is she on the bench? Oh, she got a red card. So wait a minute here. We are in lily white. It looks like a Viking ship just crashed here. You know, Scandinavian, Nordic wear, you know, Olympics in Oslo. Blondieville, white as white can get. The one black player who's not in goal is red carded in the first half and sent off the field. And I was like, okay. Now I'm not saying I don't know. I don't know what happened. All I do know there was a god awful game. But I had something like this happen before. My son was on a baseball team. They were out in rural Minnesota. They were playing. He had one African American player on the team, and the coach of the other team was trying to get that player thrown out of the game before the game. And he's like, well, no, he's on the roster. He's a legit player. We had him here. And the umpire's like, yeah, he's legit. He can play. And the other team was upset. It wasn't until he came back to the dugout that he realized, oh, I think he was trying to throw him off the team because he was the only black player on the team. Because it didn't make any sense, any of the arguments that he was making. And, of course, then the pitcher beans him the first time he's at bat, which before even the coach had to come out of the dugout, the umpire went over to the other coach and said something to the effect of, that happens again, I'm tossing the player. That happens another time after that, your team just forfeited this game. And so, of course, that was the only way that team would play clean with this African-American player on the team. So I've had experience with this before in, you know, whiter communities. I don't know what happened there, but it was a pretty stark thing that the one African-American player that wasn't a goalie was given a red card and sent to the bench early on in the game, which looked like literally a swimsuit edition of, you know, from the 1950s just exploded all over the place. Blondes everywhere. You know, that's all it was. So It's unfortunate. Minnesota State High School League, you gotta check that stuff. You know, you shouldn't be getting kids shouldn't be getting hurt. You shouldn't have such games that are so laughable. There's no point in playing them. That being said, I was out there as well in rural Minnesota, Lucero territory. I got a story about Lucero. I'll get to in a second. Lucero territory. And once again, you drive through rural Minnesota, and what do you see for sales? Sure, you see the Trump sign, usually like 500 on one guy's house. I mean, it's, one sign would work, sir. Float your boat, if you know what I mean. Knock yourself out. But it was, you'd go by and you'd see for sale sign, for sale sign, for sale sign, for sale sign. And since I first brought this up, I've had other people from other states contact me and say that is something they're seeing as well. Rural America, the for sale signs are there, and there are a lot of them. And, I mean, how do you look around at that whole situation and not say to yourself, what in the world is going on here? What is going on here? Why is this bad? Not sure. I'm not sure. I mean, I know why. Well, it's the Trump economy. The Trump economy is not helping the middle and lower class. God, no. And when they get ready with the Supreme Court justice, guess what? I mean, everyone's health care is going to cost 10 times more. If your kid, God forbid, gets sick, you might as well just, sell the house right away, because that's the only way you're going to be able to afford your kid's health care. Like I said, you're going to have states in this country where you have rapists rape a child. That child will be forced to carry that baby to full term, and then the victim will have to go bankrupt because of the medical bills incurred by having to take that baby to full term and deliver it in the hospital, because the healthcare costs will be that expensive. That is just some messed up stuff, isn't it? That is just welcome to Republican America. The Lucero story, he's angry. Eric Lucero, he's angry. He's angry. Not because he's wondering about the ethnicity of the people hanging out at the gas station. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what this guy gets angry about. I don't know what this guy's angry about. Well, I do know he's angry about – he's furious. 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 With the Secretary of State, Steve Simon. Minnesota Republican lawmaker suing the state's top election official, seeking to block an extension to allow mail-in ballots to be counted up to a week after the election day, November 3rd. The extension has been granted and approved by the courts to accommodate the large volume of mail-in ballots because of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. It should be noted, if you're concerned about this, the reason why we're doing this is because there are problems with the mail system. Your problem shouldn't be with the counting of the ballots. Your problem should be with the mail system, which is run by the Republican Party. But Eric Lucero cannot get mad at a Republican. So I'm going after Steve Simon for trying to count ballots. How dare he? By the way, I did not deface any Mary Kiffmeyer or Eric Lucero ads, banners, billboards, signs. I did not do that. I thought about it. Might have posed with one or two. I will say that. But I did not deface any Eric Lucero, and I do not encourage that. We can win this on merit, people. Representative Lucero filed a lawsuit on Tuesday in federal court, reviving a months-long legal battle that has already played out in the state courts. In August, a state judge approved an agreement between the Secretary of State, Steve Simon, and several advocacy groups, which permits ballots to be counted up to a week after Election Day, as long as they were postmarked by November 3rd. In previous elections, the ballot had to be received by Election Day. Ramsey County Judge Sarah Gering also waived the requirement for a witness signature. Trump's campaign and the Republican Party in Minnesota balked at the agreement, calling it a subversion of legislative authority. Invitation for voter fraud. How is that going to happen? Don't ask us to explain it. It just will. Yeah, sure. They appealed the decision of the Republican National Committee and the National Republican Congressional Committee in the Minnesota Supreme Court. Ultimately, the parties agreed to dismiss the appeals, and the Republican committees and Trump campaign waived their right to bring more challenges, but in a judiciary form. Lucero, who is not named part of the previous lawsuits, could find a judge in federal court more sympathetic to criticisms than the changes to voting rules threatened to the integrity of the state's elections. Plaintiffs, registered voters in Minnesota and certified electors will be irreparably harmed in all these ways. and respectfully request the court declare the secretary's agreement unlawful and enjoy it. I believe that's Eric Lucero. I don't know. I am not a journalist. I'm a jackass. So I just make this stuff up as I go. It could be him. I'm just reading the quote. I'm out of the lawsuit, so I'm presuming that's how it sounded. Plaintiffs registered voters in Minnesota. Oh, wait, no, I already mocked that line. Never mind. Voting fraud is shown to be extremely rare. The Conservative Heritage Foundation found voter fraud in only 0.00006% of ballots cast nationwide over the past 20 years. In Oregon, where voting has been conducted entirely by mail since 2000, the group found only 2 fraud convictions since then, a fraud weight of 0.00004%. Or as Eric Lucero believes, I'm going to guess, is, it's out of control! Oh, poor baby. Boo-boo kitty. Hey, if you've got a problem with the Postal Service, maybe you should go and talk to the Postal Service, because that's the whole problem here, is DeJoy, the Postmaster General, has, you know, been furious that the post mail was getting delivered in a competent and reasonable amount of time. So he's changing that, and you getting mad at Steve Simon trying to make people's votes count doesn't do it. But here, just in case, let's make boo-boo kitty Eric Lucero feel better by just reminding people you can mail in your ballot right now, and then it will be received, and then Lucero can complain all he likes, but there's nothing he can do about it. Or you can drop off that ballot at the addressee. I believe it's the addressee of the mail where you get it, on the envelope there. If you can drop it off there, they'll have it, and that will be received. So there you go. Oh, Eric, do you need a hug? Do you need us to call your mom? Do you want a juice box? It's okay, Eric. It's okay to cry. 952-946-6205. Let's go to Brett in Robbinsdale, shall we? Brett in Robbinsdale, he wanted to chime in about the Supreme Court. Go ahead, Brett.
Okay, well, first of all, I have voted, but I do not know a lot about the Jewish norms and sensibilities. But on Saturday, we may see the spectacle of Donald Trump stepping on Ruth Bader Ginsburg's funeral to make his announcement for a Supreme Court pick. And I'm just wondering how that sits with people.
Well, Brad, I can tell you right now. Thanks, Brad. I appreciate the phone call. Donald Trump would drop his pants and go to the bathroom in the middle of Pennsylvania Avenue if he felt cameras were not paying attention to him enough. And not only would that happen, but every Republican would talk about, isn't that the most, he's him, isn't he the greatest? That is who these people are. They are the worst human beings who have ever lived. Anyone that likes that guy, anyone that enables that guy, I mean, for God's sakes, he was using Nazi phrases in Bemidji. Nazi phrases. That's not my opinion. I think it was. That's how I interpreted it. No, it was. Multiple news stories to say, yeah, he's using Nazi white supremacist language at this point. And I don't know why in the world people think that's somehow debatable. It's changed, and the world has changed. I mean, when people sit there and try to be Holocaust deniers, no one gives them any credence because, well, that you're insane if you are trying to deny the Holocaust happened. It began in this country really with the oil and gas industry saying that if you have one of these scientists that are from the 99.99% of the people that think climate change is real, then you have to have one of our paid for scientists come in there and counterpoint, because you have to present both sides. You got to present both sides. And that is what's broken the media in this country today. Well, I mean, it's broken it in regards to Republicans. I mean, if when that Democratic person was running for the House, he went up to Hugo and he was doing those obnoxious things in Bob Kroll's driveway. Yeah, we all condemn that because that was easy to see. But when Trump goes up there and starts using Nazi language, Star Tribune's out there, some say it's offensive. No, it's offensive. You can say it's offensive. He was using Nazi phrases, KKK phrases, white supremacist phrases. You can say that. That is not an opinion thing. That is a fact. Your ears do work, for God's sakes. But when it's a Republican and they say something that's really bad, they basically feel as if, well, if we point out the fact that he said this, they're going to accuse us of being liberal media. So we'll just cover it by saying some thought that no, he said it. Stop candy coating. You want to know why this country is going off the rails? The media, your fault in this is you validate the insanity by refusing to say, hey, that's Nazi stuff. Stop doing that. That's ugly. Anyone that agrees with this, that's a horrible thing. Even the Trump campaign, they knew Ruth Bader Ginsburg had died during that Bemidji rally. But even they knew not to tell him this because they knew that the crowd there was going to cheer for him. And you, the media, if they had told him and he had said it and the crowd had cheered for him, you would be out there today saying, well, some people think that the crowd in Bemidji cheering the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg was disrespectful. I don't know what I can do to save you guys, but you need to freaking wake up because your industry is the one that is the mockery. Your industry is the joke now. So there you go. That is the will Trump disrespect Ruth Bader Ginsburg's funeral? Does the president go to the bathroom in the middle of the street on Pennsylvania on a daily basis? Yeah. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. Minnesota coronavirus update. When we do return, it is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Auto Technical helps families in need of transportation with reconditioned vehicles. Here's Richard with Auto Technical.
I'll tell you, my wife told me when we first started, she says, you're going to find this so rewarding. But when people come in and, oh man, give me a second.
Take your time.
And you just find out how important transportation is. People sometimes break down in tears and can't stop.
Learn more at autotechnical.org.
The Blaisdell in Minneapolis has two great options for weddings. The Blaisdell Parlor provides an intimate ceremony space with beautiful greenery surrounding the fireplace. Or for those preferring an outdoor ceremony, the Blaisdell Courtyard, offering a breathtaking space to say I do, surrounded by loved ones and a stunning landscape. If you or a family member was planning on postponing a wedding due to COVID-19, well, this is your chance to make the marriage official while still planning for a reception at a later date. More information and available dates at theblaisdell.com.
Hello, humans. This is me, Ellie Krug, with Ellie 2.0 Radio on Mondays from 2 to 3 p.m. I'm an idealist working to change the world. My show, Ellie 2.0 Radio, highlights other past and present idealists and the incredible things humans can do when we work for the greater good. You remember that idea about the greater good, right? I've got a vision of a better world where everyone has a place at the table. Listen every Monday from 2 to 3 p.m. and be inspired on AM 950.
Better Futures Minnesota's Reuse Warehouse has big news. We have a brand new online store. Check out reusebfm.com. This is a great way to see what we carry in the Reuse Warehouse. Appliances, building materials, kitchen and bath fixtures, lighting, flooring, lumber, heating and cooling items. Don't miss the beautiful benches and COVID safety shields that are hand-built using reclaimed wood from our deconstruction projects. Check out reusebfm.com. That's reusebfm, as in betterfuturesminnesota.com.
Hi, this is Ken Hagland, host of Living Healthy and Aging Well, inviting you to listen to our new show airing on Saturdays from noon to 1, where we talk about your health and your life and provide insights to living and aging well. Each week, we provide answers to important questions regarding health care, elder care, end-of-life care, and caregiver support to help you and your loved ones plan for the future and enjoy your highest quality of life today. Please join us every Saturday from noon to 1 for Living Healthy and Aging Well.
Oh, yeah. The Breonna Taylor ruling. I've had a few people talk. It's like, are you going to mention that? They didn't charge any of them with crimes in regards to murdering an innocent woman. They charged, well, you shot into the neighbor's apartment, so here you're being kind of reckless. I mean, are they talking about like a bullet that went through Breonna Taylor and went through then the wall and then hit the neighbor's apartment? Like, okay, that, oh, hey, whoa. Yeah, just, I mean, how, you know, when your friends, when your conservative friends post out there saying, you have to support all cops, they're all good. No, they're not. No, there's the shooting of the guy on the bike in Los Angeles 15 times. 15 times, unarmed. And he was alive when he was on the ground after being shot 15 times, and at no point did the police go over there and try to save his life. George Floyd. Philando Castile, I mean, for God's sakes, this is just 952-946-6205. Minnesota COVID-19 hospitalization numbers rose back above 300 for the first time in September. I'm actually shocked by this, because weren't we down by about like 230 or something like that? Now we're above 300, and it seems to be going up quickly. The Minnesota Department of Health on Wednesday reported 303 people hospitalized and 148 needing intensive care. The intensive care number is the highest since August 22nd. The state on Wednesday also reported 6 COVID-19 deaths, 690 lab-confirmed infections, raising Minnesota's totals to the pandemic to 1,985 deaths and 92,100 infections confirmed through diagnostic testing. Three of the COVID test deaths were reported Wednesday involved residents of long-term care facilities. Health officials continue to monitor COVID-19 infection data for surge following the Labor Day weekend activities. Well, I think this is a kind of a sign. I think this is a kind of a sign here. A sobering number. I saw it up on electoralvote.com. The estimate number of deaths is going to be somewhere in the 378 to 79,000 range. But it should be noted that every estimate of deaths has been exceeded dramatically by this. So there's a very decent chance this will become the third worst killer of U.S. Unique. I mean, we have heart disease, you have cancer. Those are – you can add those to the list. But if you're looking at unique one-time deals – you look at the flu epidemic in 1918, the Civil War, World War II, and coronavirus. There's a decent chance coronavirus could surpass World War II for amount of dead. Unbelievable. But as long as we're stupid about it, well, guess what? Things are going to keep happening. South Dakota, I don't know if you know this, this delightful little cactus blossom that's out there named Kristi Noem, the governor. This is a tweet she put out, and this is September 22nd. Now, reminder, Kristi Noem forced Sturgis to happen. She forced Sturgis to happen. And the outcome of that is thousands of sick. You've had, I believe, dozens of people die because of Sturgis. They've tracked it back to Sturgis. And plus, South Dakota's healthcare system has been annihilated by this problem. And, of course, they keep trying to keep it quiet in South Dakota because they don't want that to be get out. But you're finding out that, you know, especially out in western South Dakota where Sturgis is at, that they've had horrible problems. North Dakota's had horrible problems. It's bad stuff. But, hey, Kristi Noem, this is yesterday, sent out this tweet. Have you had to cancel or postpone your church? Or excuse me, let me repeat. Have you had to cancel or postpone your group, meeting, or function? If so, how about making South Dakota the destination for your event this year? We're open for business, and we'd love to have you. For one of our super spreader events, I guess. I don't know. You can't make this up. This is a Blue Stem Prairie. You can't make this up. She announced that award-winning country music superstar Chris Young will headline a concert at this year's inaugural Governor Noem's Sportsman Showcase and Concert. The showcase and concert will be part of the annual Governor's Hunt, a longstanding part of South Dakota's pheasant hunting tradition. Governor Noem's Sportsman Showcase is a family-friendly trade show specializing in all things outdoors, including hunting, fishing, recreation, and more. With room for nearly 100 exhibitors, the Sioux Falls Convention Center and Arena provides the perfect location for everyone to get sick. For exhibitors and visitors alike. On September 21st, Chris Young, this is back in July, Chris Young music tweeted, We're done with all my concert dates since early this year. Everyone's safety is a top priority, so we've canceled our show on 10/24 in South Dakota. And so almost immediately after that, Christy Noem says, come on up here! Don't let Chris Young scare you! What is wrong with you? What she's trying to do is this, is she's starting to get some traction for possibly a 2024 presidential run. The Sturgis decision was horrific, and it's made her numbers look bad, especially she's lost appeal. So what she's trying to do is force more people in the state and hope they don't get sick and then say I was right. Now, if you're going to go with the we're sacrificing human beings for my campaign already stance, you're going to lose. Terry is in Columbia Heights. He wanted to chime in on Trump. Hey, Terry.
Hi, Matt. I wanted to let you know that you got probably one of the best shows locally on the radio.
I appreciate that.
And
thank
I'm you, listening. To, you bet. And I'm listening to you right now. A couple things I want to say. First of all, I think this Breonna Taylor thing is the ruling is an absolute travesty.
It is.
But then it's Kentucky, and who's the senator from Kentucky? So I mean, this state, unless they prove us wrong in November, is a breeding ground for this kind of thing. Second of all, you mentioned something about Trump, you know, defecating in the middle of Pennsylvania Avenue. Well, first of all, he doesn't do that because it resembles too many of the people in his cabinet and his family.
Wow.
But what I'm saying, what I'm going to say again is, when did people finally wake up and say he's doing things like the Nazis? If you studied World War I, everything he's done from saying, I mean, when Hitler came to power, Hitler said, I'm going to make Germany great again. What did Trump do? I'm going to make America great again.
Well, and Terry, I'm going to step in on that, Terry. Thank you very much. I appreciate the phone call there. I have pointed out, I mean, hey, I was hesitant to say he's Hitler, but I pointed out very quickly, well, but he's cosplaying Hitler. You know, the guy going to the Star Trek convention's not Spock, but he's dressing up and acting like Spock. He's doing that finger thing, you know, he's got his ears on, he's wearing the blue shirt, he's trying to be Spock. Well, now he's basically doing, like, live theater in the round shows of, you know, nearly almost verbatim, you know, dialogue from Hitler and the rise of the Nazis, the KKK, and the white supremacists. I'm sorry. You got to call it what it is now. But this is where he was going to go, because this is, if he feels he's going to lose, he'd rather go down with the country burning and destroyed and say, see, it wasn't me. It was them. I tried to fix it. They didn't want to get fixed. And that's how he's going to want to walk out of office. He doesn't mind that there might be dead in the streets. He doesn't mind that the military might actually have to come on out and have to, you know, occupy cities to shut down racists trying to gun people down in the streets because Trump didn't get elected. He doesn't care. He just, you know, he thinks he's a success because he watches TV 20 hours a day. 952-946-6205. We got Stein coming on up here in just a moment. Let's take a break. Come on back. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
With all the convenient big box stores that sell appliances, why do so many Minnesotans choose Warner Stellion? Check online to learn that Warner Stellion is a Minnesota family-owned business for over 60 years. Warner Stellion sells more brands than anyone else, and our passionate specialists are committed to impressing you so much that you'll refer us to everyone you know. That's our mission here at Warner Stellion. Ask around. Check us out online. And when it's your time to buy appliances, join over 300,000 Minnesota homeowners and choose the specialists, Warner Stellion.
Joe Biden debates the Big Orange Buffoon coming up on Tuesday, September 29th, and you have a chance to watch it with us and other AM 950 listeners at Crooner's Supper Club. Crooner's has an outdoor stage with a large TV screen and great sound. They've been doing socially distanced concerts all summer and work hard to make sure everyone is safe. So come watch the debate with us and hear Trump make cutting-edge arguments like this.
This is a tough hurricane. One of the wettest we've ever seen from the standpoint of water.
Doors open at 7:30 with the debate beginning at 8. Tickets are $25 and include one complimentary drink and one seat at a two-person socially distanced table. Space is very limited, though, because of safety, and when tickets are gone, there will not be more available. Tickets are pre-sale only at AM950Radio.com. Again, that's AM950's Debate Watch Party, Tuesday, September 29th at Crooner Supper Club off Moore Lake and Highway 65. Tickets and details at AM950Radio.com.
God bless Minneapolis and God bless the United States.
I love the Toyotas I've gotten at Rudy Luther Toyota, but I keep going back because of Luther's top-notch customer service. A great example, the Luther Advantage Card. With every new and used vehicle purchase, you'll get 3 years of 10 cents off per gallon of gas at Holiday Station stores and $5 off the Works car washes. And I can tell you, it will save you a lot of money over 3 years. The Luther Advantage Card keeps you happy in your Rudy Luther vehicle. Find out more at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Standard Heating and Air Conditioning's Fall Triple Savings Sale is back by popular demand. Offering savings up to $2,420 on the purchase of a new furnace and air conditioner during September. You don't want to miss out on this fall deal. Start preparing for furnace season now and take advantage of some of the biggest savings of the year. That's savings in manufacturer rebates, utility rebates, and September promotions. Phone lines are open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. 7 days a week. Visit standardheating.com/special offer.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. A few things here. Pilots Progressive Party coming up here at 5 o'clock. John Olson, Kathy Chavers joining them in the 5 o'clock hour. Listen to Robert Pilot and Wendy as they are on the air. 5 o'clock this afternoon right here on AM 950. Also, I do want to take a quick moment here to mention the AM 950 Debate Watch Party. Once again, limited seats, and we are filling up, people. So you want to get your tickets now. There will not be available at the door, so I would really encourage you to try to, especially by Friday. If you're going to try to join us here, I'm going to be out there for a little bit that evening. Love to see you out there from a socially safe distance with face masks on. You can get in there, enjoy us. Doors open at 7:30. The debate starts at 8. Trump and Biden, and it will be interesting to say the least there. $25 tickets, you get a complimentary drink and a seat there. We had two-person socially distanced tables, so you can get there with the partner. Go get your tickets right now. AM950Radio.com, that's AM950Radio.com. Tuesday, September 29th, Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club on Moore Lake, up in just north of 694 on Highway 65. Make sure you join us for that first debate watching party. Jeff Stein's our national and presidential expert and noted author. You can find his books at Next Chapter Books, totallyiowa.com as well. The Iowa Business Report's his weekly show down in Iowa. And, of course, he joins us from KXEL at Cedar Falls, Waterloo, where he gives us the Iowa Politics Report. And, Jeff, guess what I got in the mail today?
I have a feeling based upon what I've heard from others, but why don't you share?
I got one of those pretty T-shirts that you have. Well, it's a pretty T-shirt, but it's helping a tough cause here. You guys at your radio station are selling shirts to help the small communities that were pretty much wiped out by that nasty storm that came through Iowa earlier this year. I got mine today, so thank you for that.
Well, no, thank you. And what is so great is 100% of the proceeds go to support rural areas that were affected by the derecho, as you said. And obviously, you know, areas like Cedar Rapids lost a lot of trees, and that's a huge thing. But folks in rural Iowa lost livelihood. So we're trying to do some things. And so if folks go to our website, KXEL.com, we've got a bunch of little buttons on the page. Click, and if you want to be like Matt McNeil, and hey, who doesn't, and wear a snarky phrase on your T-shirt, yeah, bless you. We would love it if you could.
I'll make sure I put the link up on the social media, guys. Please help out. I mean, and as Jeff has said, we try not to get political, but the reality is we do not have a really functioning federal government to get in there, and we also have so many natural disasters going on that the help is not there. And these rural towns, you know, you have a small group of farmers. Everything got wiped out. They need our help. So buy the shirt. Help out. I'll make sure I get the link up a little bit later on so people can do so. And I really do appreciate the work you're doing on that, Jeff. That's really cool.
Thank you for purchasing one. And sales are going good, and we're going to be able to do some good in the areas. And so, again, thank you, sir, very much.
My pleasure. Let's start off Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Talk about her career on that bench, because she truly was, you know, she was an unabashed liberal, but she always, you know, her arguments were always so sound and so factual. I mean, even when she was in the small minority in dissension, she was always on point with her topics and her rationale.
And this is something I remembered, but I've not actually had a chance to say on the radio, and so I may as well say it here. I recall back in 1993 when Bill Clinton appointed her to the court, and there were some at the time who said, well, you know, we don't know much about her, but hey, she's already 60 years old. It's probably more of a transitional or interim appointment, and so, okay, you know, she'll be there for a few years, or 27, which I think – I mean, you know, people were kind of dismissive of her because of her demeanor, you know, and diminutive size. Anyone who's on the court for any period of time can have impact. Anyone who's on the court for the better part of three decades can have impact, but it's not automatic. And because of the forcefulness of her writing, even when in the minority, and again, the life story. And it's what's so – and I hate to just fall into the, well, you know, she was friends with Scalia. Isn't that nice? Well, but it was because of the fact that they were diametrically opposed mm-hmm. on interpretation. But they respected each other's rationale and passion, and that is a great model. That doesn't mean that you go on vacation to get, you know, together and ride an elephant. If I see that picture one more time, I'm going to mm-hmm. – I'm gonna not want to see it again. But the point is that her impact and on generations of young people. If I have this right, her daughter is a law professor now. Mm-hmm. And all of the clerks that she brought through, that's the real legacy if you think about it. The clerks who were molded and shaped by her. And heaven knows she hung on through grave illness so that there was the hope that someone other than the incumbent would be making the appointment.
Robert's speech today was very touching. I mean, and you can tell that, you know, and he, well, I was just thinking about it. Justice Roberts has been on there, what, 15 years with her? So, you know, he clearly was a fan of hers, even though he might not have agreed with her a lot of the times. But he gave a very touching tribute today at the memorial as they have that her, you know, in Washington, D.C. right now with the people walking past.
Yep. And again, she's at the Supreme Court, lying in repose at the Supreme Court. She will be lying in state at the Capitol, first woman in history to lie in state in any spot of the Capitol. Others and there's a whole gradation, right? Mm-hmm. Lying in repose, lying in state, et cetera. And some of that's just inside baseball. But the key point is, once again, as one of her final acts on this earth, her remains will be at the Capitol. First time the honor has been given in that way to a woman.
When you look at the Republicans, I mean, and I, of course, I've had my share of snarky lefties saying, of course, Matt, you didn't think this was going to happen. We all knew this, but I think, can we officially now say, I mean, usually it's not so pronounced, but we are now officially at the point where honesty and integrity no longer matter to the Republican Party. When within hours of her death, every one of the people who screamed in 2016 is you can, in February and March of 2016, you can't replace the Supreme Court justice in an election year. We're all saying, get me back to D.C. Let's vote on this person. Let's get this person in and make sure Trump gets a third nominee on the bench. It was disgusting, frankly. It was disgusting to see people who back in 2016 had these passionate arguments about letting the people decide. Clearly they should let decide. And nope, yeah, we can do this in 3 weeks. Let's get this done. Let's knock this out. I mean, it really any idea that the Republican Party is a Republican Party of integrity or honesty is just it's gone at this point.
Well, all of it is disingenuous. All right? I mean, now there are some who are trying to make a nuanced argument, and I could go through it, but that would be the response, so we'll just save the time. They're making a nuanced argument. Two things. One, that very likely is a difference without distinction. Two, this is not a time for nuance in our society. So the fact that – and I think you may agree with me on this – the fact that the current president is going to nominate someone is not only not a surprise, but it is what every other president with a vacancy has done. The trick is the Senate. That is the distinction. I mean, in one respect, you can't blame the president for making a nomination, because if he doesn't win, he's out of power.
Yes.
You know, you can't blame him for doing it. But it's the mental gymnastics that you see going on in the Senate that it's
– Well, the nuance comes in from the fact that with the polling, the best poll I've seen is 63% of the country want the next president to choose the Supreme Court justice. So you are going against something which two-thirds of the country are pretty much against. That's why they're frantically trying to find a toehold as they slide down the cliff.
Well, the nuance is how the Republicans are distinguishing this from 2016.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the trick on it. I don't recall anybody saying it then. I don't recall anyone in 20 – and I'm very happy to be proven wrong anytime, but certainly with this. I don't remember any of the Republicans at the time – and I'm looking at the turtle here on this one – saying, since the president is not of our party, the rule is that we don't go forward. I think it would have made more sense to say, since this is a president who has no chance of continuing since he's already term limited, I mean, that to me at least has a little more intellectual honesty. I'm not saying I buy it.
Well, and it was February, too. We also should remind people that vacancy, Scalia's vacancy, happened 11 or was it 10 months before the election. So, that was a pretty bold statement at that point. I remember your senator down there getting a lot of grief for that as well.
Well, two things. One, but man, we have to have nine on the court. Aren't you listening today to what's being said? Now, my senator down here,
Grassley.
Yes, Charles Grassley. It's not that I forgot. I just – I was parroting what you said. What he said 4 years ago is, look, Mitch McConnell says he will not call a vote. And we don't have 51 votes in favor, so I'm not going to waste my time with a hearing. I said to you and, frankly, to him in an interview that I didn't agree with that. I mean, you know, I mean, you can't.
Yeah, and you did. You very clearly said 4 years ago, that's not his job. His job is to hold the hearings and determine. And if a candidate comes forward that they approve, then they throw it to McConnell. Then it's his decision whether to kill it.
And so they're trying to get Senator Grassley for flipping on this. And this is where nuance really comes into play. About 2 months ago, he was asked. And he said, well, I'm not chair of the Judiciary Committee, so it's not my call now. And I would advise Senator Graham to not hold hearings, to be consistent. Well, obviously, Senator Graham is not taking that advice. And Senator Grassley says, well, look, I'm on the committee. If they hold a hearing, I show up. And if there's a vote on the floor, I'll vote because I haven't missed a vote since the summer of 1993. True statement. Okay. But again, that's all so nuanced, and it smacks of, complete craven power grab, no different than the Republicans are claiming of the Democrats. Now, if we really wanted to have a good conversation here, Donald Trump on Saturday would nominate whoever he wants to nominate. It's probably not Michael Cohen. I'm just going to narrow it down for you. It's probably not Michael Cohen, right? We remember who Michael Cohen is, right?
Of course, yes.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to, I didn't know if you left me for a moment there. All right. But what Joe Biden should do is then come out the next day and say, by the way, if I were in office, I would nominate this person. Game on. Mm-hmm. Because truly then the American people could say, oh, now I can compare. Yes, I can compare Trump and Biden. But forget the personalities. Let's talk about policy. And if Trump says it's Barrett or whomever, fine. Now, who do you have, Joe? Mm-hmm. That, I think, would be great. But for whatever reason, and I, you may have heard more than I, for whatever reason, not only is Biden walking back his statement that he would release a list of possible justices, not only is he walking back that it would be an African-American female, he's now not going to mention who his choice would be at all. And I think that is a terrible tactical mistake.
Well, to a point, it's you don't have to when they walk into the bear trap themselves. Amy Barrett, this is from 2016. She was on CBS. The quote, it's inappropriate to replace a conservative justice with one who would dramatically flip the balance of power. That hasn't aged well. You know, they're going to do this. They're either going to do this before the election or they're going to do it after the election. We already know they're going to do this. Biden this has nothing to do with Biden because he already knows they're going to put the person on there because that is who these people are. So he doesn't, it's irrelevant. That would be just the Merrick Garland. That'd just be another name in history if he just mentioned a name. It's going to happen here, but once again, 63% of the population does not want them to do this. You know, this is one of those things. I know that the Republicans in the Senate are trying desperately. Cory Gardner, Jody Ernst, Susan Collins. They're trying to do this because then they can run back at the last second and say, see, conservatives, we promised a conservative court, and hope that pushes them over the top. It won't. But this is because this is all they've got. They don't have anything they can tag to Trump that's positive. So that's why this is all going on. And it just and so it, I don't think it's Biden. This is not Biden. They're going to do this one way or the other. I think Biden's right to let them. All right, you want to go do this. This is the hill you want to die on. By all means, please do.
Well, but to me now, I'll just take this the other direction on you. That to me is even more reason why he should name someone or name three people. I don't care. Because of the fact that if the Republicans do push this through, either before November 3rd or before November 30th, and that is when things would change in Arizona if Mark Kelly is elected in a special election, and so the dynamics change, okay? So do it before or do it after the election, either one. To some degree, it's worse after the election, right? Because of the fact that if, in fact, they're out of power – that's truly, let's just fill pillowcases with all the sterling silver before we leave, you know, and get out of town. If they do it and some of them are on the ballot, at least it's above board. But this is, again, why I think Biden should do it, because of the fact that he can point to the disparity. It's in the abstract right now, Matt. That's the thing. Whenever Trump names Barrett, which is what the expectation is, but he's done the duck and cover before, who knows? I mean, whoever he nominates, that puts it into a little more of reality. Mm-hmm. So with regard to the concept of if it's in the abstract, people can't grab a hold of it, why not actually make it real say, Biden-Harris administration, this is what justice looks like.
Well, and he does have a few people that he could throw Amy Klobuchar up there pretty easily. And sure. and she does have actually pretty good numbers with moderate Republicans. So, you know, it's an interesting conflict. I'll tell you what, we got to take a break. Let's come on back. We'll get into some other things. Jeff Stein joining us, 952-946-6205. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Even though these are challenging times, All Energy Solar is still committed to providing you a cost-effective, environmentally friendly energy system through their zero-contact protocol. Solar remains a great value and long-term investment, but some of the incentive programs will be expiring soon. All Energy Solar can walk you through the entire process. They can evaluate your property by phone or webinar, and can even complete preliminary design work without visiting your home. So start saving on your energy bill today and visit allenergysolar.com.
Stop into Next Chapter Booksellers to find the perfect book for you or the book lover in your life. Their expert staff can help make book recommendations no matter what your taste. Plus, Next Chapter Booksellers also sells a wide variety of puzzles and games. They have free home delivery within St. Paul for orders over $50 and free mail shipments within the U.S. for orders over $50. Open daily by phone from 10 to 3. Call 651-225-8989 or visit nextchapterbooksellers.com.
Hazel's Northeast is back and offering some of the most creatively prepared comfort food you'll find. Delicious breakfast options include the slow-cooked brisket hash, chicken fried steak, and the famed drunken banana French toast. Or for lunch and dinner, there's Swedish meatballs, wild rice gumbo, and more. Hazel's Northeast is open Wednesdays through Saturdays, 8 to 8, and Sundays, 9 to 2. Hazel's Northeast delivers real good food. Family-owned at 29th and Johnson in Minneapolis. Make your reservation now at hazelsnetogo.com.
Hey, I guess we found a new name for our show.
Really? What's the new name?
Pilots Progressive Party.
How did you ever come up with that?
Pilots our name and progressive fun is our game.
Well, what's that about?
It's a one-hour news show with progressive guests and information you normally don't hear on the radio.
Well, that's so exciting. I have a few ideas for guests myself.
I know they'll be progressive.
Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. on AM 950.
The Progressive Voice of Minnesota.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Hey, Jeff Stein once again joining us. Jeff, you know, there's a lot of people that are speculating the reason why he's frantically trying to get this Supreme Court justice on the courts right now is because he's going to challenge the election. And when you look at DeJoy as the Postmaster General, right now, once again, there is minimal voter fraud with mail-in balloting. It has been proven to be very effective and a pretty safe way to vote. We have a lot of people during a pandemic that are doing it. If you have the Postmaster General, I mean, if the let's just – I'm going to hypothetical here. If the Postmaster General purposely tries to go out there and sabotage the ballots by either stashing a few or, you know, dumping some mystery ballots into the mail one day, you know, you can laugh at that. But the reality is now all of a sudden his argument to the Supreme Court is we don't know how this happened. It could have happened with the Postmaster General. It could have happened somewhere else. But needless to say, it calls into question. I still doubt the Supreme Court would stop votes and elections. That's kind of one of the things the courts don't want to do. But, you know, what do you think? Is that really where he's trying to go? Is this why there's such an urgency to get this seat filled, even though he could fill it after the election in November?
It is only to fire up his base. Okay. And all the talk about mail-in voting is to fire up his base. That's really all that it is. And this election is going to come down to turnout. And the reason I say that, Matt, is that one of these polls that I saw recently, and frankly, I'm sorry, I can't recall which one, but it said something like 90% of Americans have made up their mind. And among those who say they are voting for Trump, a higher percentage say that they are more certain. In other words, that they will not be moved.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this comes down to turnout then. So what he's doing is saying, if you don't show up, you people in red hats, then they could steal it. You know, if you don't lock your door, the boogeyman's going to come in. It's that kind of thing. And I've said it before, and I'll stand by it. If he loses, I don't think you're going to have a protracted legal battle. I think you're going to have somebody who is looking – having his, firing up the phone for the Google machine, islands that do not allow extradition to the U.S.
Oh, I think we're going to get Trump Tower Siberia here before too long. I've got electoral vote has got Iowa now as a toss-up. Does that surprise you?
No, because Trump has been behind in the polls. The last couple of polls show it either literally as a dead heat or Trump ahead within the margin of error. So the fact that it's a toss-up doesn't surprise me in the least, and that's where turnout. Well, and that's why they're going up in Iowa a lot. We got first family all over the place.
Well, with his money problems, though, is this going to be the problem? I mean, he needs to have ads on the air in Iowa. Is Iowa a state he's trying to sacrifice so he can get Florida or Arizona back in?
Well, he'd better not sacrifice too much or he's going to lose a U.S. Senate seat and an open congressional seat, too.
Now, he's not exactly one for foresight, is he? So, all righty. Jeff Stein, once again, we'll put the T-shirt link on the social media. Go get one. I got one. Help out the people of Iowa as the federal government's not going to do it. And I appreciate what Jeff's trying to do there. So make sure you buy one of the T-shirts. I'll also put a link to this. We'll spotlight this interview as well in the Iowa Politics Report. Jeff, thank you very much. We'll talk to you next week.